This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, the great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, we're on Gab, Parler, Getter. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Check it out. See what we have to offer over there. All right, joining us right now from California, the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Captain.
It would be time to say the pledge for the second time. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States
of the United States
of America
of America
and to the Republic
and to the Republic
for which it stands
one nation under God
indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
With liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, we're going to start this hour out with a little information for the truckers out there wanting to convoy into Washington, D.C. and wondering where they can hook up with one of the convoys. Now, you have in front of you a copy of the sheet with a list of things that they'd like to have people bring with them for the American Freedom Truckers Convoy. Is that correct?
That's right. Yeah, this was passed on to us, of course, by George the Godfather. We appreciate that very, very much. And here's the info if you need for the American Freedom Truck Convoy. The location right now is going to be the TA Welcome Center at 1024 U.S. 301 in South Baldwin, Florida.
It's 301 and I-10. That's all I need to know.
Yep. Exactly. And that's going to be 12:30 p.m. on March 5th. They also need bikers, and it also would be greatly appreciated to bring supplies. And they give a list of some of the supplies that you can drop off, that you can bring if you want to help out. Non-perishable foods, individual drinks and drink mixes, bottled water, bottled juices, fruit cups, disposable plates, cups, bowls, plasticware packs with napkins, boxes of plastic utensils, beanies, beef jerky, crackers, all kinds of crackers, tuna packets, individual muffin packs, Pop-Tarts, kind of get the idea, but also
snacks, finger snacks.
Exactly, yes. Soups, drinkable soups, also individual cereals, individual bags of chips, individual packs of cookies. Also, some other things that you might want to bring for the truckers is that water flavoring packets, chewing gum, mints, hard candy, also key toilet paper, paper towels, wet wipes, Kleenex, first aid kit items, that's good, but also tarps and rope. And here's a great one, Captain, posters and Sharpies, right, for making signs.
Yeah.
Auto markers, all surfaces, trash bags, buckets with lids, Ziploc bags, blankets, coats and jackets, gloves and hats. Also, toiletries, both for men and women, a gift card for food or fuel cans, American and Canadian flags, but they do specify no political flags, please. Stickers, for the no mandate or free the people, this kind of thing. Backpacks, pocket warmers, Coleman fuel canisters for grills and such, handheld CB, 12-volt ceramic heaters, buddy heaters, antifreeze, diesel exhaust fluid, oil, also anti-gel for fuel. That's pretty key. Also oil dry mats and spill kits, and also very important, AA, AAA, C, and D size batteries. So, and also anything else that you can kind of think of that won't go bad, doesn't need to be refrigerated, that kind of thing. But also here's one other thing, Captain, maybe last but not least, letters of thanks from kids, others, disabled, elderly, and whoever else wants to write to them as a pen pal. And so that's it's a pretty good list of stuff that you can do to help out.
Well, those are ideas. It's not something everybody has to do, but just imagine you're going out and you're going camping. Okay, take the things you want with you for going camping, because that's basically what this is going to be. Is it's going to be one big camp out.
That's right, and that's why all the food or the non-perishable items, that's so important. But also the other things like toilet paper or paper towels, wet wipes, stuff like that can really come in handy.
Yeah, exactly. So there you go, and those guys will be leaving out of the TA Truck Stops for America at 301 and I-10 Baldwin tomorrow, headed to D.C. This is all going to culminate over the weekend up there in D.C. And there's three or four different convoys that are all coming together, one from up in Maine that's working its way down, two of them from the west, the one coming up from Florida by way of Georgia. And then, of course, you've got the Canadians. Some of the Canadians that were involved with the original Freedom Convoy are coming down, only they're coming down loaded with loads. So they're going to be delivering their loads, and all they're going to do is just, do a little circle and be on their way after they get done doing what they're doing.
That's right. Yep.
Going to be interesting. All right, hold that thought. Okay, folks, we're coming back with more here in the Captain's America Third Watch. Beautiful day in the neighborhood. Friday. And I'll be right back, and we'll take a look at the news again, and we'll go over everything. Be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
All righty, welcome back everybody to the Captain's America Third Watch Friday morning edition. This portion of the program brought to you by my friends Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son team that make Relief Factor, something I've been taking for over 7 years. Now, it's a product that works for me. That's why I'm talking about it, or you wouldn't hear me mentioning anything about it at all. Now, it is part of my daily health plan because of the problem I have with my left ankle, my left foot, and my left leg that constantly swells up. And in order to keep it under control, I take the Relief Factor, and guess what? One of the things that it does is it helps with inflammation, helps with swelling, helps with pain. And I have all three of those issues every day of the year, and this will help and make it a moot on my part. Now, it's got the national ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 in it, which means that it's 100% drug-free. And, of course, it's also 100% botanical and fish oil product, which is something that's good for you and actually helps you. So check it out online, the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. It's only $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. You start it, and if it works, you go on automatic delivery, and away you go. $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. It's a 60 capsule packet that you'll get. 3 a day is the way it works for 20 days. 60 capsules. Do the math. You'll see that's what it is, and away you go. relieffactor.com/captain. After all you have to lose is pain, right, Kyle?
That's exactly right.
One way to do it right there. Okay, well, back to the flash here. Ukraine's President Vladimir Zelensky has challenged Russian President Vladimir Putin to sit down for talks while urging the West to offer stronger military assistance to the Ukraine to fight the Russian invasion in a sarcastic reference to a long table that Putin used for his recent meetings with foreign leaders and Russian officials. And Zelensky said, sit down with me to negotiate, not at 30 meters. I don't bite. What are you afraid of?
Well, you know, this works on a couple of different levels, Captain. You've got President Zelensky, obviously, you know, sort of baiting Putin about the, you know, the appearances of the long table and this kind of thing. But it really does put him on the footing that, you know, no matter what's happening right now in Ukraine, Zelensky is able to sort of bait him like that. And that is really something. And I think I don't want to say it's a propaganda war, but what I mean to say is that it's a war of optics. Here you've got Putin, who's, you know, in the lap of luxury. You've got Zelensky, who's somewhere, right? We don't know exactly where, but certainly trying to not be killed by the Russian forces. And he's almost taunting Putin with this. This is.
Oh, yeah. And by the way, yesterday, the right-hand man, Putin's leading general, was killed by a sniper.
Yes, that's right. And he was a decorated general, we understand, who'd got the they have not a Medal of Honor, but it's an Order of Courage or something. I'm not don't have it exactly correct, but it's that kind of thing. So this is a big blow to Vladimir Putin and the perception of what's happening in terms of their military campaign in Ukraine.
Absolutely true. Now, folks, I am talking to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and something else here. Remember we talked a lot about Wisconsin and what went on up there, and I had Amanda Mackey on several times because right. She was one of the attorneys that was up there working on things that were they found that were wrong in Wisconsin. Well, listen to this. Republican lawmakers in Wisconsin have been in a political civil war over lingering allegations of voter fraud in the 2020 presidential election, a claim still mocked by the Democrats and dismissed by the liberal media. But a law firm hired to track down the $6 million worth of nefarious outside funding says it can corroborate the allegations and prove that there was some hanky-panky stuff going on in Wisconsin.
Well, what do you know about that? You know, I thought there was just no fraud, that there's nothing like that happened. It was all a conspiracy theory and et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, with enough time and enough real investigation, people may be shocked at what's coming
they
out.
They have found 100,000 votes, okay, that never should have been counted based on the rules in place. And how much did Trump lose that state by?
How much was that?
14,000.
Wow, that's right.
Okay, and they want to bring forth something which they could do and have the election disavowed and have the results from that state not counted. They can do that if the courts will allow them to do it.
Well, right, and but
it still would not mean he'd be the president. But
well, of course not. Mm-hmm. But what it would do, Captain, it is it would deaden the Democrat Party's assertion that nothing untoward ever happened, et cetera, et cetera, and it would be a real blow to them in the upcoming elections because the Republicans could run on look at the fraud. This isn't perceived. It's not mm-hmm. Out of the ether. This is real stuff, and it would mm-hmm. be powerful.
Now, effective immediately, the NFL has declared the pandemic is over and has ended all of the league protocols.
Well, that's, I suppose, and of course, it's not football season now, but one would think that when it returns...
Oh, contraire, senor. April, USFL.
Oh, the USFL. Okay, mm-hmm. Well, yes, of course, but in the general sense, and if they ever do play baseball, Captain, maybe we'll find out the MLB might do exactly the same thing.
I'd be willing to bet you they will.
Yeah, that's right. But again, people are done with... the pandemic restrictions, especially now, of course, we're not hearing anything about cases or spikes or anything like that. But I do think, as a corollary, the White House, as we talked about last hour, doesn't want this bill, you know, to go through. It's just not it's just not part of their potential game plan. If things go really bad, they can try to trot that out during the election time.
What'd you hear this? Russian billionaires have lost over $80 billion in wealth since the start of the Russia-Ukraine war.
And if that isn't a contributing factor or something, Captain, that could lead to other events inside Russia vis-a-vis Putin's control and power, you know, I think we'd have another thing coming.
Mentioned last hour that somebody from Russian oligarch has put up $1 million for the person that takes out Vladimir Putin.
Right. So things aren't, you know, hunky-dory in the motherland, as it were. The amount of isolation and the amount of companies that are, I think it was IKEA is going to close all their stores in Russia or something like that right now. There's all kinds of things happening where the optics of doing business with Russia, being involved with Russia, is just toxic. And they're not going to survive this. And certainly, it's prolonged, it's going to get worse and worse.
Now, the other thing is Nancy Pelosi was very busy yesterday because Nancy Pelosi came out and said that she's all in for banning Russian oil imports. Really?
Well, and that right now is pretty chic. You know, it's kind of a thing to go out and say. A lot of people are questioning, why do we buy oil from Russia?
Guess what Biden said.
What was that?
They're not going to ban the imports. You're going to continue to import it.
Well, of course. Of course. But let's just say for the sake of argument that they were able to ban it. Well, where are they going to get the other oil? Just beg OPEC to keep pumping more, which OPEC is not necessarily going to do. We can't count on that. But where are we going to get the extra oil? Well, we have it. Mm-hmm. We have more oil than Russia and OPEC. Mm-hmm. I mean, so it's starting to look really bad for the Biden administration.
Well, something that looked really good yesterday is what the Navy did over in the South China Sea. Did you hear about it?
What was that?
They retrieved the F-35 jet that went to the bottom of the sea. They got it and brought it up.
Well, that is good because you would bet your bottom dollar that the Chinese government would continue to try.
Oh, they were looking for it.
Yeah, exactly. So that is, and you know, Captain, as we're watching what's unfolding, you know, China abstained from the vote at the UN to tell Russia, of course it's non-binding, but to tell Russia to get out of Ukraine. So they abstained. And now that we're also finding out, of course, that China was more interested in having Russia, not invade Ukraine until they could have their Olympics, you know, it's starting to look pretty bad in terms of their own collusion. You want to talk about Russian collusion? Well, look no further than communist China.
By the way, what'd you think when you heard about that 500-foot Russian yacht that was commandeered yesterday?
Yeah, well, that's right. Well, I understand it evidently had a missile defense system or something installed in it, which led people to believe that it could have been built originally, perhaps for Vladimir Putin himself.
Or Yeltsin, or one of them. All right, hold that thought, folks. You're coming back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. I'm going to let Jeff take us to break. So, Mr. Jeff, it's your turn.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says sweeping economic sanctions on Russia are having a profound impact.
The goal was to maximize the impact on Putin and Russia and to minimize the harm on us and our allies and friends around the world.
The president, without proof, saying the sanctions are unprecedented. The president also holding a cabinet meeting on Thursday. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is expressing her doubts on a gas tax holiday for Americans.
And that sounds good, but do you know that there is no guarantee that the oil companies pass that reduction on to the consumer?
Pelosi providing no solutions for the high gas prices and also noted that she opposes opening more federal lands to drilling. The California Democrat is a fan of banning Russian oil imports. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. IFOS omega-3.
In the sea of contradictions, you have reached the port of common sense. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce, nightly between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern.
All righty, that was that masked man driving a car, drove going by there doing all that. By the way, this portion of the program is brought to you by MyPillow.com. Yep, that's Mike Lindell, MyPillow.com. Go over to the website, click it, I'll click on the page, go over there, and then you will see a link. It's like a door that says Radio Listener Specials, and it's very obvious where it is. You double-click on it, open that door up, and you'll find 150-plus items that are all ridiculously marked down in price, 50%, 67%, 75%, a lot of buy one, get ones there. I'm telling you, unbelievable. MyPillow.com, Radio Listener Specials, that section. Now you're going to need a promo code. Promo code will always be the word Captain. Captain is your promo code to save you a bunch of money. And if you want to call them up, you can do that. Talk to a live person at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. MyPillow.com. And remember, you got 60 days to try it out. And if you want to return it, you got 60 days to do that. So I don't know anybody that's giving you terms like that. Nobody. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, back to the drawing board, as they say. Now, NASCAR legend Richard Childress. You know who he is?
Not completely familiar, but I do know.
Okay, yeah. let me put to you this way. Car number three. Who drove that?
Okay.
Who drove that?
I'm not sure, to be honest.
Dale Earnhardt Sr.
All right.
Okay. Yeah. He's the owner of the Richard Childress Racing Team. And, of course, he had Dale Earnhardt's car and was his sponsor for years. But he's offered to donate at least 1 million rounds of ammunition to Ukraine amidst its fight for freedom against Russian forces. Isn't that something?
Well, that really is. I mean, that's a real practical, obviously a real practical way of helping out and also showing resolve and also pointing up the fact, Captain, that this is a real war and they need real bullets in order to be able to survive.
Yeah, they're not throwing baseballs at each other.
Nope.
Now, former President Donald Trump and others in his circle may have committed crimes in their quest to overturn the 2020 election, according to a group of Democratic lawyers that sit on the House January 6th committee.
Well, that's what we hear, exactly. And so certainly, you know, it's obviously a Democrat panel, essentially. You've got a couple of Republicans on there, but they're going to be very anti-Trump, obviously, to begin with. But, yeah, this will have to, we'll see where this leads. If it was someone who gave advice, if it was somebody who did something outside of the purview of what the Trump team was doing, we just don't know yet. But they'll make these claims because they're trying to make their case against Donald Trump. They don't want him coming back at all.
No, they do not want him to run. Now, the attorneys have accused Trump and some of his key allies, including attorney John Eastman, of conspiracy to defraud the U.S. and with the obstruction of an official proceeding of Congress in attempting to stop the electoral votes from being counted. That's where they're going with all this.
Well, right, exactly. And I think Vice President Pence even chimed in on this, too, saying he didn't think any crimes necessarily had been committed and so forth. But we're in 2022, and they know, Captain, that they've got to try to get something going, whether it's some other procedure or prosecution against Trump for something else in New York or this kind of thing, or bring civil cases. They're trying their best. They don't want anything like this happening ever again to them.
Now, Senator Mitch McConnell, who is currently the Senate Minority Leader, has already said that he will not release a GOP agenda ahead of the midterms because he's not assuming anything that they're going to win and he's going to be the Majority Leader, although I do think he should be challenged by somebody. But on March the 1st, McConnell said, if we're fortunate enough to have the majority next year, I'll be the majority leader. I'll decide in consultation with my members what to put on the floor. And that is the way it works, which is why when people yell, well, how come they won't put this and they won't do that? And how come they haven't voted on this and that? It's because who runs the Senate right now?
Well, the Democrats, yeah.
And who puts the bills on the floor?
Well, that would be Schumer, right, as the majority leader.
And who runs the House?
The Democrats, of course.
And who puts the bills on the floor?
Nancy Pelosi.
Thank you. So, therefore, the Republicans are lucky if they can get anything out there because it does not have to be heard. But the thing of it is we'll see what happens with all of this because I make a prediction that McConnell will be challenged for his role as a majority leader.
I think you're right. But ahead of the midterms, you know, something that we've mentioned on the program here before, Captain, something akin to the contract with America. Let the voters know what to expect out of the Republican victories or taking over the House and Senate. The Democrats, the last thing they want is for people to know what could happen that would undermine all the things that they've done in order to undermine, you know, the economy.
Have you seen Rick Scott's 11-point plan?
No, I haven't.
He, of course, is the chairman of the National Republican Senate Committee. I believe that's what they call that. which is the one that sends out, you know, money requests and all that. But he has put out an 11-point plan, which was made public again yesterday and submitted to the Senate. We'll see what happens.
Well, right. Well, but, you know, you bring up the idea of the back in the 90s with Newt Gingrich. You know, this was sort of a united front in that sense. And so I think that's what the American people might expect. And hopefully it would be a united front. Now's the time to make sure that everybody gets on the same page, because this election is going to be crucial. And, you know, Captain, just to throw this into the mix, don't you think that the Democrats, even starting from President Biden, who said, well, it depends on the results of the election whether or not we will accept them. I'm, you know, paraphrasing, but he did use the word depends, as I recall. And so this is, you know, something that's going to come up, and this is a crucial election. So they have to have a united front.
Now, did you see the primaries that they just held in Texas, did you see the results?
For example,
governor and...
Beto O'Rourke is going to be running for the Democrats in Texas.
Well, there were only advances made, Democrat advances made, in two of the seats, of all the seats that were being run for in Texas. And right away, they got all excited talking about, well, the progressive movement and this, that, and the other. Well, let me just point it to you this way. The results of the Texas primary elections might have given the progressive cause a reason to be optimistic because of two races that they won. But at least this is what several left-leaning news outlets have suggested after the elections, and that is a closer look at the situation reveals the hard left turn they were hoping to get never happened.
No, it never happened. And, of course, can you imagine Captain Beto O'Rourke, who said, he was going to come for your AK-47 or what have you. Can you imagine him doing a statewide race like that, trying to unseat the governor and telling people that he's going to come get their guns? You know, just it makes no sense. And unless Texas was really turning blue, I mean, I don't know how this is going to
play. They're not. There's no sign at all that that's happening. None.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, here we go again.
Now, I will tell you that Greg Abbott won the Republican nomination handily over our former congressman from Florida. And I will also say that, unfortunately, for a couple of other people there, they didn't do quite as well as what they thought they were going to. But Greg Abbott, of course, Alan West, beat him by, 12.3%. Abbott got 66.4. Don Huffines was third with 12%. And then eight other candidates got the rest of the votes, however it was titled up there, but it was not much of anything. And we'll see what happens. By the way, Louis Gohmert, who ran for attorney general, did not make it.
Yes, that's right. Yep.
So I think he's done in Congress right now, too. I don't think he can run for Congress because he had to. I think that's what's going on here, but we'll see. Maybe I'm wrong. I'll have to double check it when we go to break. Okay, coming back with the next Truckers Highway and Byway report here on the Captain's America Third Watch with Kyle Warren. We're going to see if anything's happened to change the weather out there. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
That's a little blueberry smoke. And Kyle, were you able to pick up on that one right away?
No, I sort of recognized the singing and so forth, but now you put it on, yes, blackberry smoke.
Blackberry smoke. What did I say? Blueberry smoke. Yeah, listen to me. Blackberry smoke, and I'll tell you what, that is a really good group, really good group. They harmonize, and they sound very good together. They got several other songs that we play from time to time, but I have not played that one. I don't even remember when I played it last.
No, I don't think you played that one yet.
All right, well, take it away. Tell us what's going on out west with the weather, please.
All right, folks, well, out west, of course, we do have a lot of weather to tell you about tonight. We've got winter weather advisories in California. This is going to start up in Redding. It's going to head on down even across the border into Reno, Nevada, and that's going to head on down, looks like 395 area as you get down into Southern California. Southern California looking for some rainstorms, even potential thunderstorms here over the next 24 hours or so. You got a big wind advisory coming out of Reno if you're heading east on I-80. And then in central Nevada, you've got a winter weather advisory and snow in the mix there as well. And up in northern Montana, winter weather advisory going on there. Also, parts of southern Montana as you come on down I-90 into Wyoming. We've got a winter storm watch in the Casper area of Wyoming. Also, Laramie and Cheyenne, and that includes Elk Mountain. Also, west of Denver, I-70, you've got winter weather advisories as you head over towards the Utah border. And also tonight, Captain, we definitely have we've got some fog up on Snoqualmie Pass, 32 degrees right there, fog in some places. And then Donner Pass, looks like the snow will be coming in Friday and Saturday as part of these California storms. So be careful out there.
If you don't like the weather, just hold your breath a few minutes and you'll have it back, right?
Exactly.
All right. Well, you know, folks, taking a look at the weather here, we have had some different weather patterns change here, and I will get right into it right now here for you, because we talked about South Dakota having a little bit of weather up there, and yeah, they do, but here's what's happened in the last hour. Suddenly, we have the fog coming out of Rapid City on I-90. Then we have in the central part of South Dakota, snow. Then we have up in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, snow right up to the North Dakota line going up I-29. So south of North Dakota for about 40 or 50 miles, you have snow right now going down towards Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Now, we've also got some windy conditions down below in Kansas. We've got some windy conditions in the Panhandle in Oklahoma, state of Oklahoma, and Amarillo East, almost all the way to El Reno. You could possibly have something else coming in there by the looks of what's coming behind it. Now, the upper peninsula of Michigan has moved a little bit. We do have some precipitation around both lakes. It's not a lot yet, but it could be. And then moving on over to the east, Lake Erie, Lake Ontario, you have some rain off to the east of the lee shore of Lake Erie between Dundee and Buffalo, and then along the shoreline from Buffalo to Oneida Lake, and then up to Watertown and to the Thousand Islands. There's some rain in there. In the meantime, if you're going up into Maine, the northern part of Maine tonight, we've got some cold weather up in there, single-digit temperatures for the northern part of Maine, so be prepared for that. And then we also have some fog along the eastern coast, Jersey coast, Delaware coast, down towards the Chesapeake Bay. And in the last hour, more fog, Kyle, has been picked up here on the Gulf Coast from about New Orleans now, patchy fog, all the way over to Baton Rouge, and then all the way to Texas, and right along the edge, I-10. And then if you're going down to McAllen, Texas, you'll have some coastal fog down through there. So there you go. So that's what we got. The Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by the Pilot and the Flying J. And Kyle, very quickly, tell us how to hear your show.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, thanks. All right, now, oops, well, we did have Denise in there. She just cut out for some reason. She'll call me back, I'm sure. All right. The thing of it is we have got some interesting developments that are popping up here, and I'm going to go right to Denise Simon. Good morning.
Good morning.
The magic of telephone lines, I'm telling you. Okay. I got a some sort of bulletin here. I don't know how long ago it was, but it just popped up and I just looked at it. The power went out in Nationalist China, Taipei. What happened?
Oh, that was a couple of days ago. Yeah, about 5 million were without power, which is always a precursor to testing some things for some kind of an invasion or attack. Mm-hmm.
Right. And, of course, we are going to get into detail on what's going on in Ukraine because last night the Russians did something very stupid, and I mean very stupid. They haven't got it bad enough with the war crimes that probably are going to be charged with. Now they're trying to pop a nuclear plant? I mean, give me a break.
Well, there was some normal attacks going on. The Ukrainians were working to defend it with everything that they had. The administrative building caught on fire. The fire apparently is now out.
Nope.
But this particular nuclear facility is the largest one in the world.
Yep. And the IAEA said that the radiation levels were okay, but
they were testing their because immediately Ukraine picked up the phone and called the IAEA. I think they already had people. IAEA already had people in country worried about that very thing. So they had they're really quite on top of it.
Yeah, I would say that would be a very good possibility because when you've got a I guess they got, a half dozen nuclear facilities there?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Here comes the music. So hold that thought, folks. We're coming right back right after the top of the hour with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Don't forget, if you want to call, we've got a little thing here for Denise, and we're going to let Jeff tell us what we need to know. Here we go.
877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.